Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. This show is presented by Dr. Ben McMillan of the Neal Clinic, who's responsible for information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
McMillan. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. I am a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. We're located on Creighton Road. Joining me this morning is Dr. Charles Neal. He's a retired chiropractor and the founder of the Neal Clinic, who is still committed to patient education. Because the healthcare world is so complex, it truly is a maze, and you can get very lost in the maze. If you have a question about arthritis this morning, send it to us in a text message at 437-1620, and Jenna will let us know that you sent in a question. Okay, so we were talking about the general misunderstanding of spinal arthritis last week, and we almost finished with that discussion, but we had a couple text message questions come in late in the show, and we didn't get to one of those. So we'll address it today. It was about COVID-19, coronavirus, and chiropractic. So I definitely do want to touch on that today. Also, we're going to be talking about a back problem called spondylolisthesis. That's right, that's a big one. And it can be very painful, sometimes to the point of requiring surgery. But many of those are treatable without surgery if your chiropractor knows how to deal with that specifically. So let's finish up the discussion about arthritis. Everybody has some, and it's not a sentence to lifelong pain in most cases. At the Neal Clinic, we treat hundreds of patients with arthritis and get them moving better and feeling better. You can't regenerate a degenerating joint, but if we can stop it from getting worse, then you win.
And if anybody in the medical world tells you you've got arthritis, the answer is, yeah, so what? Everybody over 40 has some. I didn't say it last week, but the reason that everyone over 40 has some degenerative arthritis somewhere is we are people in motion. Motion is life. No motion means you've got lots bigger problems than some arthritis. I'm old. You remember in the Matrix movie, they had the forests of people in test tubes?
Yeah, that was a creepy scene.
Yeah, that was creepy. So, okay, you got me there. Those people probably don't develop degenerative arthritis, but ask any active sports participant about their knees or their back.
Yeah, the bottom line with this stuff, your joints have to move for you to stay healthy. And you know, unless you're going up to the space station as an astronaut, you don't have a choice about gravity affecting your body. And since motion is life, if a joint isn't moving exactly like it should, it's going to start breaking down. That is degenerative arthritis, also known as degenerative joint disease. So no, it's not normal, but it's very, very common. And, you know, I guess if we wanted to create a big panic, we could declare a degenerative joint disease pandemic.
No!
since everybody has some, but we're not going to do that,
nah.
Right? It doesn't kill you, although it can make life pretty darn painful and severely limit the things you can do. But there is hope with all that said, right? Your chiropractor should work to do two things. First, we want to restore better motion in the degenerated joint, because they get quite stiff. I've had patients call it all stove up, or that's what a lot of patients say to me, the stove up.
I didn't learn that one when I was in college studying chiropractic. The the Southernisms, I'm all stove up. Okay.
Yeah, that was a new one for me too. I said, but you're what? And it's all stove up. But I guess that's them saying that they're feeling stiff. So the first thing we want to do is get it to be not so stiff and feeling better. Then comes the more important part of the equation. We want to realign the misalignments that are causing those joints to degenerate in the first place. The better your alignment in the joint, the better it moves, the better you feel, and the less it's going to continue that degenerative pattern in the future. And it's that progressive degeneration that we talk about so often. We call it the downward spiral because it just keeps on getting worse and worse until you do something to stop it. So to wrap up this part of the show, even severe arthritis can usually be helped, sometimes quite a bit, with chiropractic, and our class 4 laser will help a lot with that also.
Absolutely. Yeah, the arthritis thing, everybody gets some, okay? It's usually not a big deal, and it usually responds well to chiropractic.
We had a listener text in a question, and they said, I'm a 65-year-old male, never played any sports. How would you expect people like me to be at risk for arthritis? And I would say high risk of arthritis, 65 years of gravity affecting your joints. I mean, again, unless you spend any of those years,
you've been sitting 65 years in the recliner.
Yeah, it's again, gravity is, and you're moving, right? Every single time you're moving, your body's fighting gravity. That's, you know, it's gonna happen.
And it happens. Arthritis is not universally throughout your body. For many years, we took x-rays, and I'd be reviewing x-rays with a patient, and on a usual neck or low back x-ray, we can see 5-6 joints of the spine. And so here we are looking at the spine, and I say, this disc looks okay, this disc is fine, this one's okay, yeah, this one's degenerated. So degenerative arthritis doesn't happen all over your body. It'll happen in one specific joint, or maybe two specific joints. And the better question to ask is, well, why did it happen there? Why are those four okay and this one is so bad? The answer is, the bad one is the one that's moving poorly. The bad one is the one that's moving unevenly. And that uneven or poor joint movement, that's the one that starts to break down. And so, as Dr. McMillan just said, the chiropractor, number one, we want to get it moving a little bit better and feeling better. But secondly, and really the more important job, if you're looking at the long-term considerations here, can we get that better aligned so it doesn't keep doing what it clearly has been doing? In other words, this thing is, we call it the downward spiral. This thing is spiraling into a degenerative problem. You can either keep right on spiraling and wait till it's just crunchy bone on bone mess, or try to do something about it, get it realigned, get it moving better. And in that case, we are making a lifetime change for a patient.
Exactly.
Now, what we had a text message last week that asked a question about coronavirus, about COVID-19 and chiropractic, and there's not a lot to talk about, but let me just give you a couple of quick facts. How well your body can fight disease and resist structural problems, that's definitely a function of how healthy your system is. So I will agree with the idea that chiropractic plays a big part in overall health. Good health requires good function in your body, but a chiropractor is not going to stop a virus or a bacteria from making you very sick. It's an odd time we're living in here, folks. To quote someone, and I actually looked for the source, I couldn't find this, but the quote was, we have more medicines and less health. We have more years of life, but less life in our years. That's actually kind of powerful when you stop and think about it. What you want to be is healthier. We all do, and there's one fact that nobody's going to argue. There's no chemical solution if you've got a structural problem. You can't take a pill to fix a bad spine. You need someone who does physical medicine work to take care of your physical problem. And on that note, let's get back to things that chiropractic does help. Dr. McMillan, how often do you see patients with spondylolisthesis in the clinic?
You know, it's not a really common problem. I probably see 4 or 5 patients each week who have some spondylo. But I actually like to see those patients because we're able to do so much to help stabilize their back and help keep them out of pain and again, hopefully prevent them from having to have surgery for it. And let me tell you this, the surgery for spondylolisthesis is pretty substantial. They first have to pull the slipped vertebra back into place, and then, you know, there's no way to say this gently, right? They have to bolt it back into place with plates and screws. And in the world of back surgeries, that's one of the big ones.
It is. That's a pretty substantial spinal surgery. And it's one of those conditions that I was very glad that I used the Activator Method Chiropractic, because many of these spondylolisthesis patients are not able to have a manual chiropractic adjustment.
Yeah, and fortunately, we're able to help a lot of those patients with the Activator Methods of Chiropractic, you know, and the patients who might not be a candidate for manual adjusting because of a severe spine or disc problem. And there's also a lot of home care tips for spondylolisthesis that I talk about with patients because it's one of those conditions that is so easily aggravated. You know, if you do the wrong activity or find yourself in the wrong position at home, and it's not usually an unstable back, but it's an irritable back if you're doing the wrong things at home. So a big part of our treatment for these patients with the spondylolisthesis is discussing the home care to help them stay pain-free. You know, if you've been told you have spondylolisthesis in your back, do yourself a favor and call the clinic. Let's look at your case. Usually we can do a lot to help those. And like Dr. Neal said, you can't take a pill to fix a structural problem in your back. You need someone to do physical correction of your physical problem. And deciding if you can be helped by chiropractic or not is my very first job. And that's why I never charge for the consultation. We need to know you're in the right place first.
And guys, when you come in for a consult, you will talk to Dr. McMillan personally. Just give the Neal Clinic a call, 479-SPINE. 479-SPINE is one digit too many, but you'll figure it out. Give them a call. Tell them I want a consultation with the doctor.
That's right. At least come talk to me, and I can give you some chiropractic advice on your problem. And speaking of people who utilize chiropractic advice and treatments, you know, there's 32 professional football teams in the United States. And I don't have anybody else to pick on in here, so Jenna, you get the honors this morning.
Oh,
this is your pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
Okay. All right, I'm here for it.
Out of 32 professional football teams in the US, how many of them have a team chiropractor?
Well, I'd hope all of them.
That's correct. All of the 32 teams, every single one of them has a chiropractor on their staff. And the average team chiropractor does about 50 treatments per week. And no, that's not every single player on the professional football team that are getting their performance adjustments, but it's pretty close. And that's because they know chiropractic does something for structural alignment that no other doctor can do. They realize very clearly that there's no medication to take care of those structural problems. And these are the guys who do not want to take medication to hide their pain. They want to play at a high level. And it's not just football. You know, I was reading an article the other day, and it just reminded me to mention it. You know, every professional sports team uses chiropractic because it helps the players perform better. These are high-level athletes, and they get a high level of care, and they know what works.
And you know, anyone who's worried about staying in good shape, anyone who's serious about doing their sport, whether it's golf or jogging or I just like to go to the gym and exercise, please, they need to be in good enough physical condition to do their thing. And if they can be in better physical condition, they're going to do their thing better. And that's why we treat a lot of healthy people who come in occasionally for a tune-up. You know, no serious problems, no major pains, just they know they can be better at doing whatever they do. And P.S., when the Class 4 lasers first came out, they were crazy expensive. When Class 4 laser was first introduced into the therapeutic world for athletes, these things were somewhere in the $80,000 to $100,000 range for one laser. And so obviously hardly anybody can afford that. But you know where you found them? You found them in every training room at every professional football team, because when you've got a $1 million player, a $90,000 laser is actually a very reasonable investment. Now that the Class 4 laser has come down to about $20,000, clinics that are serious about treating athletes can buy them because they are great for the athletes, as well as great pain relief for the arthritis and the auto accident injury patients.
And our Class 4 laser at the Neal Clinic is in use almost all day, every day. And the laser is not just for athletes. You know, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security designated chiropractic as essential medical care that must remain open during the pandemic, when so many other things were closed due to the lockdowns. You know, Medicare, they cover chiropractic adjustments. Most health insurances pay for it. If you're in an auto accident, your auto insurance will cover your chiropractic care as well.
And that's the reason that chiropractic has survived and thrived since it was officially named in 1895, because we do something no other profession can. And I refer to it as officially named in 1895 because, you know what, spinal adjusting has been done for thousands of years. There are ancient Chinese lithographs that demonstrate spinal adjusting techniques from 2,000 years ago. We are not the new kids on the block by any means, but chiropractic has made advancements in technique over the years. The Activator Methods Chiropractic that Dr. Ellen and I did for 30 years was one of those big advancements. So there are truly a lot of things that you can do to help yourself at home. And Dr. McMillan takes time with every patient to go over their home care so they get better quicker, but also stay better longer. And probably the most common question that people ask is if they should use a heating pad on their back problem. Wouldn't you say you get that a lot, Dr. McMillan?
Almost every time. That discussion I have with essentially every new patient at the clinic, it's so common for them to be using a heating pad because, well, heat feels good. And it's sort of like beer, right? Like a little bit is okay, but if you overdo it, there's going to be some trouble.
Like beer. Okay. I've never used that analogy, but I like it. I like it. Using the heating pad is like drinking beer. But you're right. It's true.
And the issue with this is nearly every patient that I'm treating, especially the newer patients, you come in because they're having pain. It's back pain or hip pain, neck pain, headaches. And pain is an indication that there's going to be some inflammation in that area. The cardinal signs of structural problems in your body are pain and redness and swelling. And, you know, all of that also adds up to inflammation. And the problem with using heat is that inflammation it's already hot. It's got the word flame in it, inflammation. So it's already overheated. You don't want to add more gas to the fire. And, you know, we're coming off of winter, and patients sometimes cringe when I talk about this because, you know, they don't like ice. Ice doesn't feel as good as the heating pad or the hot shower, but it's what your back needs. It's overheated. It can heal up more quickly if we can reduce that inflammation for you. And it's going to feel better if we reduce that. So you need a good quality ice pack that you can keep in your freezer so it's ready to pull out anytime you need it. I've got 3 in my freezer. Dr. Neal, I bet you got a couple in there too.
Actually, I've got 4 in my freezer. That would be 2 for me to cycle back and forth and 2 for my wife in case Dr. Ellen needs ice at the same time.
The his and hers.
But yeah, you're right. Patients try to argue they would rather use heat. But oftentimes they are actually making their problem worse. They're making it take longer to heal. Using ice reduces the pain and the inflammation, and it allows tissues to start healing more quickly. You have to be careful. Don't overdo the ice. You want to use ice 20 minutes on an area and then take it off for 40 minutes, okay? You can have your ice on your back maximum 20 minutes per hour. But you know what? If you've got two areas that are hurting, you can use ice for 15 to 20 minutes on one spot and then move it to the other spot for 15 to 20 minutes. And that's why you really want to get a couple of ice packs so that you can be refreezing the one while you use the other. I really loved those soft gel packs that we use at the clinic.
These things are great ice packs, and I know you went through several different brands before we landed on the ones that we have at the clinic. You know, they stay so soft, so you're not trying to put a rock-hard brick on your back, on your sore back. They've got nice padding to them, so it's not like an ice cube against your skin. This isn't something to put in your lunchbox. This is designed for therapeutic use. And if you want a good ice pack at a really good price, come by the clinic and just ask for one. We sell those ice packs at just about the price of the ice pack plus shipping. It's not a big profit center for us at the Neal Clinic, but it's just so important that people use ice, so we sell them pretty much at cost. You can come by the clinic, even if you're not a patient with us, just buy an ice pack or two, and I'll give you some instructions to go with it. If you have any questions, we'll go over those briefly, and whether or not you get chiropractic work, you're going to have that ice pack at home in your freezer for when you do need it.
Yeah, I mean, you should. You should have two in your freezer. And to go back for just a moment with what we started today, should you use heat or ice on arthritis? Well, now this one is not an always one or the other kind of answer. If you've got chronic stiffness in your hands, okay, in other words, not severe pain, not severely swollen knuckles, just mild achy stiffness, it's okay to use heat. If you go to a therapist for it, they will sometimes do a paraffin bath where they dip your hand into a vat of melted paraffin. And then you pull it out, and your hand is coated with this warm wax, and you can keep it there for a while. It helps to bring more blood to the joints. It helps the joints move better. But you say, you know, wait a minute, isn't that inflammation? Well, sort of. It's not the bad inflammation with severe pain. That's more of a mild, chronic inflammatory situation that will benefit from some gentle heat. And paraffin bath is nothing super special. It just makes it easy to get the heat evenly to all sides of all of your knuckles. You can do the same thing by putting your hands in a bowl of warm water and just soak them in there for a while. But if you're having bad back or hip pain, do not use heat, okay? These are larger joints with more inflammation. And like Dr. McMillan said, you don't want to pour gas on the fire. It just makes the flare-up worse. That's why you want to have a good quality ice pack in the freezer. And as Dr. McMillan said, over the years, we bought so many ice packs that finally the dealer called me up and said, "You guys use more ice packs than some of the people who are distributors. We're going to make the Neal Clinic a distributor for our company because clearly you think it's important that the world has an ice pack." And so swing by the clinic. You don't have to be a patient. Swing by the clinic. Tell them, "I want to buy an ice pack, please."
We get huge boxes of deliveries of these things.
Cases.
And I've got a couple tricks and tips for those of you out there that really hate the cold and ice. You know, if you have the heating pad already at home, put it on your lap. Hold it against your chest if you're feeling cold, but make sure you're getting ice on your back.
On the hurting spot.
That's the most important thing. I mean, you see all these football players and the basketball guys, they've got those big ice bags wrapped around their shoulders, their knees after the game. You know they're doing the stuff that they need to for those joints, and that's what you should be doing as well.
or they do an ice bath. I'm not up for that, okay? But anyway, come by the clinic. The Neal Clinic is on Creighton Road, right across the street from Walmart. You don't even have to call ahead. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 479-SPINE. You can give them a call if you want to.